Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Today, we're going to be talking about being process-driven instead of outcome-focused. I'll say that one more time, being process-driven instead of outcome-focused. Well, we're off to a flying start in this one. All jokes aside, thank you for tuning in wherever you are, whenever you are. If you are enjoying this podcast and you haven't had a chance yet, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or whatever platform that you're listening to it on. Just helps the podcast continue to grow. This episode is a really timely one, I think, in regards to how the marketplace has been performing across the country. And although I know lots of agents who are having some of their best months ever, I know lots of agents who have been struggling more to move property because, you know, the gap between buyers and sellers, it has grown bigger in some circumstances. Should mention actually, three agents that I coach, all under the same brand actually, all just had in excess of $200,000 months and their best months in the game yet, which is really exciting to see. So it's not all doom and gloom out there. You just need the right coach. that's not all me. It's a big congratulations to them. All jokes aside, what I meant to say was that in combination with it's not all doom and gloom out there, and there are agents having their best months, best years, but this subject being process-driven instead of outcome-focused is a huge game-saver in real estate. Life-changer, really. You know, real estate is an industry where you cannot control you cannot predict the outcome. Although, you know, we pretend that we can and we say that we can quite often, or many agents do, and we feel like we should be able to. The reality is we can't. I mean, if you do guess the outcome, there's too many variables involved for it to have been, you know, predictable. Like you might successfully guess it. Like you might guess how many jelly beans are in the jar sort of thing, but you can't actually know what it's going to be. And as I said, although I think we feel that, I've been there as an agent and coached hundreds, felt the pressure to be able to predict what an outcome is going to be, either in a listing appointment to help them try to win the business or because the pressure's on them to do that. Once the listing is on the market. But we can't. And I think recognizing that is incredibly important, because then it empowers us to actually focus on what we can do. And what we can do is control the process. And if we are confident with our process and processes, and we know that they help us achieve the best possible outcome, then we can feel a lot more confident about what the outcome will be. We don't need to be so emotionally connected to the outcome, because we are process-driven and confident in the process and procedure that we go through to be able to achieve that outcome. And I believe this to be the most powerful thing to do within most circumstances in life and most businesses, not just real estate, but obviously in real estate, being confident in your sales process and your negotiation skills and your communication strategies and your vendor management strategies. You know, being confident in these processes is going to help you achieve the best possible outcome. And worrying and stressing about the outcome will take your focus away from the processes. So it doesn't help anybody being too emotionally connected to the outcome. And it's the same with my business, really. And I haven't thought about this too much in regards to what I'm thinking right now, but even in one-on-one coaching journeys, you know, I obviously want to be able to achieve great outcomes with my clients, and I'm passionate about that, but I can't emotionally connect to that too much at the beginning of a session, or even projecting forward 6-12 months into, you know, our coaching journey. Oh, I hope that we can do this and this. I mean, sure, that's there, but I'm not I'm not hanging on to that. I am focusing on, you know, my skill sets, my competencies, and my processes to be able to give this person the best mentoring and coaching possible. And the same thing with my, you know, my speaking gigs. I don't get too emotionally connected to the outcomes, and I'm less emotionally connected to the outcomes if I'm confident with my process. If I've gone through the preparation in regards to knowing my content, my morning routine, my evening routine, I've done everything to make sure I am prepared mentally and physically for the occasion, then what happens as a result of that, I'm less worried about. That's the best way to explain it. If it doesn't go incredibly well as I had planned, it will still be disappointing, but it won't be nearly, I won't be that disappointed because I know I got my process right. I know I did what I had to do to control it. Now, if it doesn't go well when I know that I didn't run my process correctly, that's when I beat myself up over it. So being confident in my process, it frees me from that the emotional connection to the outcome, which doesn't serve anybody. I hope this makes sense and you can apply it to your individual situation. But look, I know that when a property is on the market, as an agent, focusing on your process to be able to get the highest price rather than worrying about whether or not you can is much better for you and your vendors. Having a vendor management process, which you know gets a property sold as soon as possible and gets the price adjustments as soon as possible, if necessary, taking into account the education that's required to go through with your vendors potentially and everything from A to Z. If you are confident with your processes, it is much better for you and your clients. A little bit of a ramble. I think that's what I sort of like about, if I can say that about my own podcast, but I've always tried for it to be sort of a conversation with you, even though you're not here, but rather than too pre-rehearsed, I'm just wanting to bring my ideas and my energy and communicate with you, and hopefully you enjoy that, and hopefully you get something from it. And of course, I will speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.